With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. It will be a very special meeting Wednesday morning at the White House. Shelley Adler reports.
President Biden will welcome President-elect Trump back to the White House in a few days. President Joe Biden extended the invitation in a congratulatory call with President-elect Trump earlier this week.
I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
And that will begin this Wednesday when the two leaders meet in the Oval Office. While the post-election meeting is traditional, Trump did not host Biden for the get-together after the Republican lost the election in 2020. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, another Russian attack on Ukraine has turned deadly.
Ukrainian officials say one person died and over a dozen people wounded, including two children, when a Russian drone hit a residential area in the port city of Odessa. Odessa administration footage captures the aftermath of the strike, with high-rise buildings in two residential complexes, private houses, the warehouses of a private company, and dozens of private cars severely damaged. Russia's mounting an intensified aerial campaign that Ukrainian officials say they need more Western help to counter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Defense Department will appeal a military judge's ruling that plea agreements struck by the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks 23 years ago are valid. The judge's ruling had voided Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's order to throw out the deals. The judge concluded the plea agreements were valid and he granted the three motions to enter the guilty pleas. The defense official says the U.S. will also seek a postponement of any hearing on the pleas. Stocks cruised to more record close as the week ended. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% on Friday. This is SRN News. A major effort to spread the gospel is progressing.
The Global Church Network's plan is to set up 800 training hubs for Christian leaders all around the world in hopes of providing the kind of guidance that will be needed to achieve the organization's goal of fulfilling the Great Commission by the year 2030. GCN says so far it's managed to establish 200 of those training hubs on six of the seven continents. The latest hubs have been opened in South Africa and the Balkans. In all, additionally, 1 million pastors will be trained. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, such as Rosh Hashanah, Lunar New Year, and others. Most places also continue to honor the traditional Christian holidays of Christmas and Easter, though some have dropped Good Friday. This is SRN News. Authorities have destroyed tens of thousands of pounds of marijuana plants at greenhouses in northwestern New Mexico.
Authorities say dozens of agents were assigned to eradicate the plants in October. State regulators had started the process of revoking the license of NNK Equity, having filed a noncompliance order and a default order earlier this year. The company was accused of not posting its licenses on site, failing to obtain water rights for cultivation, and violating sanitation and health requirements.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, an attorney for the company said his client's civil rights were violated and that the company plans to sue over the damaged property. Elwood Edwards was the man who voiced America Online's famous You've Got Mail. Edwards died this week at his home in North Carolina from a stroke. He recorded his AOL greeting on the living room in his living room in 1989, paid $200 for the recording. Elwood Edwards was 74. This is SRN News.